Today we're wrapping up Titus with Titus chapter 3. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, he is self-condemned. When I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to speed Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way. See that they lack nothing. And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works, so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. All who are with me send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. This last chapter of Titus is a pretty straightforward yet profound passage. I think upon first read, you can understand that this is about the good news of Jesus in our lives, the gospel message, and how that changes us. In the NIV, the heading for the first 11 verses is called Saved in Order to Do Good. And that's been a theme throughout the book of Titus. As Christians, we are to live self-controlled, holy lives because we have been saved by Jesus and because we are following his way. Let's look over the verses together. The first two verses are an instruction for Titus to remind the believers in Crete to live in a blameless way, especially toward others. Being submissive to rulers and authorities, obedient, ready for every good work, showing perfect courtesy toward all people, and so on. These instructions are almost all about how to treat others well. Now, it wouldn't have been easy. The Roman government at the time, just like in Jesus' day, was not exactly supportive of Christians. But still, the believers were to treat them in an obedient, gentle, and submissive way. The reason for treating all people well is in verses 3 through 7, and of course, it's because of the gospel. Verse 3 says, For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. Paul says believers should treat others well and love them, even those who mistreat us, because we were once those people. We were once full of malice, envy, and hatred. For me, before I knew Christ personally, I was really insecure. I would compare myself all the time to others, and I hated those who seemed like they had more than me or were ahead of me in any way. Think about your life and your relationships before knowing Jesus. Can you remember how verse 3 was true in your life? Let's not forget who we were before, not only to glorify God for his grace and transformation in us, but to have compassion when we see those who are still in this state apart from Christ. Then comes the good news starting in verse 4. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I feel like I can't really add more or say much to these verses since they're so awesome already. I encourage you to read over these verses a couple times and let these words sink in. We could pick any of these phrases and just be in awe meditating on the words and the truth behind those words. Whether it's goodness and loving kindness, or not because of our works, but according to his own mercy, washing, regeneration, renewal, and so on. In verse 7, we see that God saved us for a purpose, so that we might become heirs, that we would be called children of God. And building off of that, in verse 8, that means we are to be devoted to good works. We won't go into detail for the rest of the passage, but really quickly, verses 9 to 11 is another warning against false teachers, those who stir up division. And the last few verses are some final instructions for Titus, including verse 14, which is one more urging for everybody to be devoted to good works. Today, let's take a step back and remember the gospel, the good news in our lives. We were once the people living in hatred of one another, slaves to various passions and pleasures. But God saved us by his mercy. He washed us by his Spirit. As his heirs, we've been set apart for good works now. As we reflect on our testimonies on this gospel in our lives, let's also ask, what good works should I be devoted to? And how can my relationships reflect this gospel experience? If you've been following these devos, you'll probably think of the same works and relationships that you usually do when you have time to reflect on the passages. But let's continue to pray for our lives to constantly reflect the gospel. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage, and God, we thank you for all that you've done for us. God, thank you that even though we were once people so far from you, you brought us near to you. And Lord, I pray that we would be devoted to good works. Lord, that we would be devoted to showing you in all of our relationships. This may be a process for a lot of our relationships and the good works you called us to, but Lord, help us to constantly come before you and constantly go back to what you've done for us and how you're still with us today. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.